Hello, Popcorn Junkies. Welcome to another review of Barbie, the Margot Robbie, Greta Gerwig film.
You don't often get two reviews.
No, you don't. No, exactly. And a number of you were asking. We really want to hear what the young feminist in the family and what the older feminist in the family feels about this movie. So, So obviously, me and Nadia, if you haven't seen it, there's a link up there. Me and Nadia have done our review. But let's start this by saying, should we throw it to Nanny Di?
Oh, gosh.
Nanny Di, going in, tell us about your experience of Barbie the movie.
What did I go into it feeling? I was going to say I felt like it would be a deconstruction of Barbie or of ridiculous sort of pink dolls with high heels. Not politically, you know, huge, but that it would gently deconstruct that and gently take us towards a sort of feminism that I recognised.
Right.
And because I'd only seen the trailers and sort and Ken, who I really like, I must say right at the off that I really like Ryan Gosling. And I mean, lots of things about that. It became his movie. Everything that he did was funny. The whole cinema was collapsing every time he did anything, which was fair enough because it was very funny. Whatever I felt that whatever feminism might have been in there in terms of the dialogue got lost and was replaced by the idea that rather than sort of being a strong, independent woman, you had to have children and be very close to your children and aspire to motherhood. Actually aspire to motherhood, I felt, given as a plus. And just as the film went on, I mean, just very quickly to sum up, the first half of it, I was fully with it, expecting it to be great, and I got really bored. They showed us Barbie after Barbie after Barbie, and I couldn't keep my attention. And then when it moved to the real world, we got more, to find it hysterical, Ryan Gosling coming out with a load of books at the library. It's very funny. And I've discovered patriarchy and all of that. That was too funny not to laugh at. But the rest of the movie, I wasn't bored, but I got increasingly angry.
Oh, angry. Fight! You might have gathered I'm here as a kind of diplomat. So Maddie, what was your experience? You went with friends after Oppenheimer, didn't you?
Yeah, I went with a group of friends, all girls. I feel like everybody, my generation's been really excited about it. Men and women, it's kind of been a running joke as well that, you know, Oppenheimer and Barbie came out at the same time. And
Barbenheimer.
All of this stuff, yeah. So there was a lot of excitement going into it. And me and Kiki were like massive Barbie fans as kids.
Like,
had all the Barbies, watched all the films, played all the games. So yeah, and I mean, I love Ryan Gosling, I love Margot Robbie, and I love Greta Gerwig. So I was going in like knowing that it was gonna be, you know, camp and like a little bit corny at times, but I actually expected it to be a lot funnier than it was. In terms of, I found it funny, but I found it very deep, like a lot deeper than I thought it was gonna be. Like I didn't get from the trailers that it was gonna tackle as much as it did in terms of, you know, whatever it is, being a woman or relationship with your mother and all of that kind of stuff. But it's interesting because watching it, I didn't feel like it was kind of, you know, saying that we should all aspire to motherhood. I just felt like it was a part of the storyline that there was a mother and daughter relationship that wasn't like perfect. And like for me personally, all of the stuff about the bond between a mother and daughter, I found really like emotional and empowering. And there are a lot of bits in it where, for example, the character that plays the mum in it.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of the actress, but I love her.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she?
But her whole like speech at one point of all the things us women need to deal with, of like, we have to be this but we can't be too much of it, and we can't be that but we have to be this, and like me and all of my girlfriends that we were with, we were just like, wow, she like summed so much of it up in just like a minute or less. And yeah, I felt really moved by it and empowered by it, and I thought that, and I think especially because I went in not expecting those things, so I was like, oh damn, like, yeah, this started off kind of more funny, and now I'm like, it's kind of hitting the
spot,
the deeper stuff.
So what did you think about the whole Ryan Gosling patriarchy thing?
What, when like the Kens went
took
over the world? Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was all really good. Like, I really liked the way it went about it. I thought it was, I mean, it was always funny with the Kens. Like, I thought
you didn't feel it was unbalanced at all in terms of screen time and what she was saying.
Really?
I think it is one of those films that it depends, like a lot of films, it depends on what mood you're going in to see it with.
And
also who you are. I mean, for you, Barbie wasn't even part of your childhood. It was a huge part of Maddie's. I mean, weirdly, as a dad, and I'll chip in about the patriarchy bit, But I could see your mum being visibly moved by the complications and evolution of the mother and daughter's relationship and how that was acting out through the play of Barbies, just the tidying away of Barbies. I got really cut up because, of course, I used to go on sort of drug-fueled, not literally, romps to Toys R Us, and you were Barbied up to the hilt as kids. And I had that loss of childhood feeling that you watch your children grow up and you see them become something. But the thing that I got really confused about, and this is what I really wanted to ask Maddie, I've really been confused about the cultural meaning of a Barbie doll. Because when me and your mum did the review, I said, I'm still at the, in a weird way, Nanny Di's feminist age, where I think Barbie presents an unrealistic
vision
and pressured vision of femininity and being a woman.
That's what I really loved. I thought that when they tackled that bit in the film, I really loved it, where it's like, Barbie's always been kind of said as this that's destroyed all these girls' views of themselves and like how they should look and how they should be and how she's stereotypically the perfect woman and like all of that kind of stuff. But I found it really interesting the way they went about it. That like that scene when Barbie goes into the school and is talking to that the daughter and who's like, you fucked us all up in the head with like what? And it was really interesting when, you know, that moment when Barbie's like, what do you mean, like Barbie's a doctor, Barbie's a, like if you remember when you buy all the Barbies, they always had like every job there was in the world, and you buy a Barbie and she would have like
Every
time you bought a Barbie, they had something that was their job, and it would be astronaut, doctor, like all of these things. I also think it's quite important that because she's blonde and skinny and stereotypically the perfect woman, that shouldn't take away. So what if somebody's blonde and skinny and stereotypically perfect, they like fuck everybody else up? Yeah. There are women that are like that, that are blonde and like, just because she's blonde and skinny and stereotypically what a perfect woman should be, shouldn't take away her
how good she is.
Female.
Yeah.
Because maybe it wasn't my culture in the beginning, because I was too old for Barbie and you were a boy, so it never came into my life. The whole idea of having all the different jobs for Barbies, I thought was an absolute, I can't think of the right word, but I thought that was such a sort of cheap trick in a way, saying women can be these things. If people think of Barbie, they don't think of an astronaut. They don't even think of a black Barbie. They think of Margot Robbie.
Right.
And Helen Mirren, the narrator in the beginning,
says they should have thought that that's what people think when they think of Barbie. And it's like, actually, no, there are all these other undertones to Barbie.
Well, are you saying they may have been better served by going with a black Barbie?
Or a fat Barbie. I mean,
they had all the Barbies in the world.
Well, I suppose you've got to be thinking about
we can't beat around the bush that the original Barbie was a skinny blonde white woman.
So it was hitting the history. It was hitting the origin story of Barbie.
She was the original Barbie. In Barbie, in terms of like in real life with the dolls, it was not that long ago when they started making black Barbies plus size Barbies.
I remember that.
It kind of makes sense that they would cast as the main Barbie, the original Barbie, and then have all the other Barbies be what has now come into the world.
I'm not arguing with that at all, Maddie. I agree with you in that. It's just that for the vast majority of the world that hasn't had a Barbie or that only knows Barbie as a sort of Barbie, it's going to be the impression of a very slim white girl with hair and high heels and whatever. And all the amount of putting a bigger size girl next to her or a black girl next to her doesn't negate that fact. And the fact that she goes off with Ryan Gosling and it becomes the Ken versus Barbie sort of scenario, and Ken hands down wins. I mean, he wins that fight to the point where they go back to Barbie land to try and do something with what they've got left.
I mean, it seemed
nonsensical to me. That why would they go back to Barbie land?
Well, that I really want to talk about, but Maddie had a really interesting answer about that last night.
Oh, go on.
I think what's really interesting already, I'm beginning to wonder whether Barbie has or is splitting people into camps. Most people love it. And that's because most people who are seeing it are young adults and young women who have the idea of Barbie that you have. I'm coming from an old-fashioned sense of Barbie, which is I'm just still thinking of old, stereotypical Barbie. And so I still, right at the beginning, was struggling with this idea that this was a film that was empowering, and yet it was about... But I didn't see how it could ever be empowering if it was about Barbie, because Barbie didn't seem, to me, originally empowering.
I think that's a cool way of empowering women, using something that's... always been considered something that's not empowering.
Wow, so that's working on a really meta level.
But honestly, I felt it was more a mother and daughter relationship film than...
Which is what she does, Greta Gerwig.
And it's just like, from that comes female empowerment. Rather than this is a female empowerment film, that's going to make you feel empowered to be a woman. I felt right. like it was
more, okay.
That's interesting.
That's was, really interesting.
Yeah. So she wasn't making the film as a sort of tool of politics. It was more a sort of reflection.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking making it, but what I took from it was that it, yeah, it wasn't like this is a female empowerment film, but I'm using Barbie. I felt like it was.
That's why it worked film. For you. I'm yeah. just sort of. I mean, you said that last night, but I wasn't actually getting it.
The bit of it that I was surprised by was how much I like Ryan Gosling, how brilliant I thought Ken was, how I thought it was very clever about the way toxic masculinity wheedled its way into him, because at the same time it took the piss out of it by attaching yeah. it to horses and cowboys. And I was surprised that I felt I came out of the film having learned a lot more, if learning something was the point of the film, or I'd thought a lot more about men, toxic masculinity, and our role alongside women. And I thought, well, in that sense, that's an achievement. And I wonder whether in our review, I was talking about the fact that, oh, I feel it was more successful in its exploration of patriarchy than it was about feminism.
It was.
But like Mum said, you can't really separate those two.
Exactly.
You can separate.
Well, no, but I'm wondering whether what the film speaks to people to is based upon who you are.
Well, yeah, yes.
So
yes.
For me, I obviously was picking up. You were very much picking up, and you love that quote, the mother-daughter thing, yeah. more almost than being an empowered young woman, because I think.
Well,
it's
I mean,
a given.
Even that montage at the end, it was mothers and daughters. Yeah, and I found that was a very strong message that they were trying to get across. As the
okay, between. Just as an example, I was right at the end of the row, and next to me there was about seven kids your age, mixed male and female, roared with laughter through the Ryan Gosling skits, as I did. Not a smile for Barbie. And in fact, that's quite right, because she was boring. Everything she said was boring. And or pathetic when she started crying. No, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Margot Robbie's fault. She played what was written. I thought, how can this woman...
I just think she was the funny character. Though.
No.
A lot of her bits were more like... I don't know as far as thought-provoking, but they weren't things are going to kind of sit and smile at. I mean, all of my friends, all of the... emotional bits or bits that would make you think really upset a lot of my friends or really made them like especially me and Iris
what the mother-daughter thing
any of the bit like I mean I found it emotional even just the bit when Ken and Barbie first split up and like Ken's having a completely different experience of the real world, which is in kind of running around being I'm oppressed against but really, and then hers is having to just sit there and find this mindfulness within everything going on around her. Yeah, her moments weren't supposed to be sat and laughed at. That's the point of Ken being there.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying...
What I found so interesting is when I came out of the cinema, which was rammed, all the women coming out were either smiling and laughing and crying, but happy crying, and all the men came out looking absolutely furious.
Really?
Right, that kind of tells you exactly what you need to learn from.
Oh,
I mean, do you think it will aggravate gender politics? I mean, I know what you're saying. The two.
I felt like some men would look at that and be like, so they're trying to say like women have it tougher than I do.
Right.
Yeah. All we had was that we were
like, because I came out.
It was like against men, that film. Like,
well, you see, I came out and said to your mum, I said, oh, it really infantilizes all men, doesn't it? And she said, oh, well, that's bad. That means people are going to seize upon it and you think it was a bad film. I said, no, I'm not saying it infantilizes men in a bad way. I said it does it in an affectionate, it takes men, it pulls men down in a very affectionate way. I said I didn't feel hate on either side in the film. I felt that there was actually a genuine interest from certainly Barbie. You know that wonderful moment where there's the inference when they're innocent, sort of innocent but original kind of, you know, dolls. And he's clearly saying, can I come and stay at yours?
Yeah.
And neither of them can...
He doesn't know why.
Well, no, but neither of them really comprehend the sexual contingent because they're coming in the joke about them not having sexual anatomy. But I thought there was something quite sweet in that. Maybe what she was saying was that we need to want things for ourselves.
Yeah, and I liked that she wasn't in love with him.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was
like
so good.
Because it's so could have gone, Barbie and Ken now love each other.
What? Yeah.
It's like she wasn't interested in him and he didn't really know why he was interested in her. It was like...
No, that was very well done.
That's supposed to her.
Yeah.
He was like...
Except that was a different film because that was because he was a doll.
Oh, I see. I mean, I must admit, I found elements of the film I didn't think worked was I didn't like the transition into the real world. I think I said this to you last night. I thought a film like Enchanted did it so much better.
Yeah, but Enchanted went from cartoon to
real life. Which I think was more of an achievement.
Yeah, but this
it's a lot easier to go from animation to real life. That transition's going to be a lot more dramatic. And
right.
Transitioning from a pink plastic land to real life, like, there's only
so much you can do.
I thought it was quite good. It looked pretty like...
Yeah.
What about the,
shit?
What about the fact that anybody that was sort of, I mean... They didn't call her a lesbian, they called her weird, but in terms of
a weird Barbie.
Weird Barbie, which I have to admit in itself as a sight gag was hysterical.
I loved her.
As the film went on, I wanted to ask you about the end of it. I mean, what increasingly got to me was how sentimental it was. I mean, it was so
I felt like it was more a mother and daughter film, because that last montage, very much mother and daughter. And even the moment, you know, when Barbie walks off with the founder, the creator of Barbie.
Yeah.
And I loved her quote in it, which was, our job as mothers is to stand still so that our daughters can look back and see how far they've come, or something like that. But
your mum had tears in her eyes.
Yeah, but like that was such a main kind of
quote, there's a mother dropping her head.
Quote of the film, which I think, yet again, proves that it was trying to get more of a message of mother and daughter, then.
How many mothers would actually feel that? Most mothers feel they're just not doing a good job. What about all the mothers of boys? I mean, there were an awful lot of people.
No, but it was a film for women.
About Barbie.
I
disagree. I disagree. Maybe the film was given some kind of articulation to something that you're right. Most women wouldn't say that. They're too busy being mums. Mums who are mums.
There was an awful lot of what I thought therapy and, you know, say what you feel, feel what you know, all that whole idea of what are you feeling? What are you feeling? Keep feeling it. I thought, this is nonsense. Most people can't feel anything. I mean, certainly not in the world that we live in.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want not to like it, but increasingly it sort of drove me mad. And the last scene with them all sort of, I have to say, you must say it looked like heaven. It was white, it was blank. There's an old lady, she's saying you're beautiful, she wasn't. And I felt like,
But could it be, do you not think it's a romantic feminist film and you're not a romantic?
I'm not a romantic. I don't know even, and people will come back and tell me if there is such a thing as romantic feminism, because the whole idea of feminism is that
it's hard.
You're taking life as it is. Mostly, it's impossible. She did that. She summed it up with the last line. You're going to see your gynecologist.
What did we think of that?
Brilliant.
What did
you
think
of that? That was brilliant. That was everything that's gone before. I thought, okay, I'll give you your due. She was saying it's shit being a woman.
It's shit being a woman
before you can reach any of these, you know, heights that you've reached all through the film. I mean, I'm surprised, in fact, that she kept that in, because it's so sort of resolutely undercut the whole idea of heaven and everybody being in love with everybody else. You know, there's a famous phrase that says, and I was thinking it all the way through it, just because you can make something doesn't mean that you have to. And I kept thinking, that is so true of this.
Really?
These two people, Bomberg and Gerwig,
writers,
were determined to make it. It's got a huge potential. You've made a very good case, I think, very good for it, but speaking especially to mothers and girls and Nadia, you know, the two things at all. But everybody else, and also a lot of mothers and girls who don't feel, mothers of girls who don't feel like that, it will not only say resolutely nothing, Am I saying too much to say it sets us back? I think it sets us back.
Wow.
Patriarchy, suddenly Ryan Gosling got it in one, went into a library, bought out the books. He knew what patriarchy was. I know it was supposed to be funny. But there's something wrong with that.
At the end of the day, it also needs to be a film that has some kind of like plot and interesting.
Of course.
Has to be the moment where something happens. So there was some stuff I just kind of let go with for the sake of it being a movie.
Did you find a beginning too?
When they're first in the Barbie world. Like,
and they keep showing us all
that
stuff.
I loved all that.
Did you?
I loved it. I found the beginning of the film absolutely sensational. I found that moment where they kind of went back. But the fact that the Kens went back, took over it, it became Kendom, then led to me for the funniest fucking neutering of patriarchy ever, which was all the men wanted to play their music and women sort of tolerate. I thought that was, you know, when it was witty, I thought it was actually incredibly witty. I just think
because the world is controlled by men, isn't it? So I think I think that moment of when Ken came back and was controlling, you know, it became Kendom, and all the women were going along with it, and then, you know, when they were taken off like one by one into a van and were like snapped into consciousness by telling them something, we're women and this is da da da, and they're like, oh shit, yeah, what am I doing? Like,
actually, I forgot about that, snapping them back and pulling. It's almost like they had been, maybe the suggestion there was that actually there is an ease to patriarchy that women have to be careful of.
I mean, there's so many women out there that still are so against other women and would just fall
into the hand
of what a man would say.
That.
So I thought all of that stuff was actually really good, because it was like, there are still so many women out there turning against other women. And when you try and speak up and say anything about men, it's like, oh, women nowadays are so overdramatic about how they're treated by men and how they're
I get that.
I thought all of that stuff was very, like, unfortunately realistic in terms of this world is run so heavily by men, wow. and a lot of people just go along with it because.
I mean, I do get the whole. I get what you're saying, and I also get the whole.
And it was showing that if all women come together, they can get some kind of equalness back. Like, I just went with all of that kind of stuff.
I mean, I get the whole sort of feminine, masculine, feminine, feminist thing because I was always castigated for wearing too much makeup at all the plenaries when you were running around upstairs. And I was sort of always one that held out for you. It doesn't matter what you look like. I can come in a sky blue, pink, whatever. Yeah. It's what we're talking about. It's what we're thinking that matters.
Mm. Which is why you shouldn't have a problem with stereotypical Barbie. In a way.
No, well...
You were, because you could have been... You might have been described as stereotypical Barbie.
Well, I was.
Okay, talk about performances. What did we think of Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, I thought Ryan Gosling was great. It was really nice to see him in a, like, very different role. Because I think he's always good. I just think he has a specific style of acting. So that's why when I, you know, when I saw that he was going to be Ken, I was like, oh, this will be interesting because he's always quite, like, you know... but I thought he was really good. He was just... Every moment he had was really funny. I thought Margot Robbie was really good in it. She just looked, it was just insane to me how much she looked like Barbie, though. Like, I was just like, they just did it so well. The costume design, the makeup, the hair and everything. I was like, that is what, if Barbie became a real human, would look like.
Well, you know the narrator's voice undercuts that, doesn't she, by saying you really shouldn't have chosen Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I thought that was quite funny. Maybe that was a moment when they were in the edit and they went, maybe there's an inherent sort of contradiction, potentially. We need to target it. We need to intercept it.
So, yeah, like I said, I went into it looking forward to it because I thought, you know, no matter what, it was going to be a fun watch, and I was going with friends that were just excited to see it, and I'd heard so many good things about it, and honestly I really enjoyed it. Like, I found it had a lot more layers than I thought it was going to have. It, I laughed, I cried, I went through all of the emotions while watching it, and I thought the performances from everybody were really good. You could just tell everybody went full force with it, and you could tell how much fun was had in the making of it and everything. I thought it looked great, like Barbie Land and everything. Can understand why they had a shortage in pink paint. Did you know that?
Pink.
It was like fully immersed in it for me, and there are a lot of bits that you guys kind of questioned or you know, didn't know what the point of certain bits of it was, but there was a lot where I felt deeply about it, and then there was other stuff where I just kind of was able to let go of it a little bit for the sake of it being a film that was also supposed to be just an entertaining movie and a fun one. I love the cast, and Michael Cera, I think it's Alan. It was a very enjoyable watch for me and made me feel empowered. I didn't feel like it us any steps back, you know, in terms of female empowerment or anything. And I know even when it didn't necessarily move some of my friends as much as me and some of the others, everybody agreed that they felt it had important messages, and it made a lot of us feel understood and heard with some stuff. So yeah, altogether I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's a film that I would go and see again. So honestly I think I'd give it like 95.
Wow, there we go.
Whoa,
yay.
I don't think Maddie and I have ever disagreed so much.
Let's go
just
for
to,
a month.
Just to come back
beautiful
on the
boy.
Just her
beautiful boy.
Oh, did we disagree on that? I can't remember. Just to come back on the thing of, well, you were the stereotypical Barbie. In that sense, yes, I was physically, but it was what was coming out of my mouth that was important. And what Margot, what they didn't get with Barbie was anything that came out of her mouth that was important. The only thing, sorry, I'm getting wound up again. The only bit that where I thought she actually sort of moved me as a character, and I know she's a doll, but she's a doll trying to find out what's wrong with her, was when he asked her to go into the box, and she sort of went happily and then thought, no, hold on, you know. Then I thought, we're going to go somewhere else, and that's going to be, you know, empowering as Barbie, as stereotypical Barbie. It was as if they were invented a stereotypical Barbie and then smashed around the head because she had nothing. She cried. And at the end, for the last half of the film or a quarter of the film, she's crying. And it's sort of like, what is this supposed to saying to... Anyway, I take all your points. I went through a range of emotions, but they went from crying with fury to being absolutely incensed. But that's hardly a range of emotions. But I would give it... I don't even know what to give it, because if I'm giving it... I would say 56, and I'm giving it that.
That's more than I thought you'd
give. Well, I'm giving it. I'm giving.
You're going to give it like two.
No, I'm giving it to Ryan Gosling.
Right.
I mean, I like the look of it, and I liked. I mean, everybody acted their socks off, and it was nice to see, as you say, Ryan Gosling do something different. I'm not against Margot Robbie, but I thought they they didn't give her anything to do. Mm. Nothing came out of her mouth that was anything I recognised as a feminist statement.
Right.
Okay, you got all the women and girls thing, but that leaves a whole load of people out.
She was getting told a lot of stuff by other women, though, that were kind of helping her come to the realisation.
Yeah, good point, good point. Yeah.
And all her stuff came out at the end with Ken, though.
Well, because she's an empty vessel. She's stereotypical
Barbie.
She's still
a doll. I mean,
well, then we haven't moved one bit from the beginning.
No, but she has by the end, hasn't she?
Yeah, they have.
I mean, she's seeing a gynecologist. She's decided that she's gone, all right, I'll become a human.
She would have done a thing then where like when she stepped into the box, she'd have gone, hold on, what is that? Yeah. Walk the other
this is
way.
The box of real life.
Well, yeah.
You see, the thing I find really interesting about it is every time I hear more people talk about it, and this is a great sign for a film, it makes me want to go and see it again. And I understand Nadia kept getting really confused about me saying, but how can you talk? I'm not talking about, of course, patriarchy only exists alongside matriarchy, but the two are entwined. But it's just interesting that it spoke to me so much more than I was expecting it to about being a man.
Mm.
I wasn't expecting that from the film at all.
Yeah.
And it was about being a man in relationship to women and separate to women. And in fact, it made me really think that moment was a really important moment when they didn't understand the sexual contingent between themselves.
Yeah, no, that was...
There
was
something
moving
about that I think we could all take a little bit of that into our lives. I think Maddie makes the most valid point. I don't think this film was made as a political treatise. I think it was made as a piece of pulp entertainment with some thoughts in it.
It should have been.
Oh.
It should have been what?
More political.
Oh. I think you thought you were seeing a different film.
What do you think, guys?
I obviously did, Maddie. I obviously did. Or it could be a case of bitter old feminist.
Maybe a bit versus,
you know, young, starry-eyed.
Young, vibrant, easygoing feminist, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.